The next pieces we'll hear were written a bit earlier than Daguerre's. The Componimenti Musicali of Lucrezia Orsina Vizzana was composed in 1623. Vizzana lived from 1590 to 1662. She was an Italian singer, composer, and organist. When she was 8, her mother died, and she and her sister were packed off by their father to the illustrious Camaldolese convent in Bologna. There she probably learned music from her aunt, sometimes convent organist, and from Ottavio Vernizzi, who served as unauthorized music master until the Catholic hierarchy discovered and put a stop to this violation of convent prohibitions. Vizzana's prolific composing occurred in her late teens and 20s. Her motets were published in Venice in 1623. Most of them are directed to Christ as Redeemer or Spouse. For the last 40 years of her life, she did not publish any music. She suffered ill health. The convent records state that she endured infirmity with admirable patience and virile fortitude. At the same time, there was a devastating outbreak of internal political conflict, which one disgruntled nun claimed began because of music. This dissension expanded outward beyond the convent to involve verbal and even physical battles with the local episcopal authorities and ultimately even with the Pope himself. The convent confessor recorded that Lucrezia was driven mad by this 25-year struggle. Let's listen to the first four sections of Vizzana's Componimenti Musicali. Filii Sion exultate, veni dulcissimi comine, paratam cor meum, and protector noster. Musica Secreta performs.